Okay, with us in the studio this morning is Grammarly Rec Park Manager Dave Tursti. Good morning.
Good morning.
Okay, David, let's talk about a bunch of stuff. The 2013 Strategic Planning Site Upgrades. This is where you make the sites better than they already are.
Park Board, yes. Park Board met last night, second Tuesday of the month this year. The first one was the first. And we talked about strategic planning. We decided what sites should we fix, upgrade, improve next. And we decided on a few, 16 or so, out west by the ball field bathhouse complex. Mm-hmm. They're full hookup. They're popular. They're big. They need better power.
Ah.
There's some antiquated power out there. We've got some 30 amp service. For those of you RV, you know, it's really important to have the right kind of power on your pedestal. And we're hoping to get that to those sites this summer.
Okay. So it'll be electrical hookup.
Pretty upgrades. Simple there, yeah. Yeah. No utilities other than electric. We did a big sewer project two years ago, and we're still paying ourselves back for that.
Okay, you have made a clean marina application, and that's kind of a big deal because you're the only one.
Yeah, the Minnesota Clean Marina Program is launching. This is a state program. It's similar to about 30 other states that partake in a third-party certification process for your marina operations. You know, we operate on the water, near the water, next to the water. It's really important to be careful with your pollutants, your trash, your recyclables. And so this is a program that certifies you as a clean business practice. You're doing best management practices. You're doing boater education. And it's a lot of stuff we've been doing for many years now. Mm-hmm. But now there's a certification checklist. You meet the best management practices and you become clean and can fly the flag. It's a bit of a marketing thing. You know, a lot of marinas in a competitive market use this to attract their business. But it's more to the, you know, regulators' advantages. If you have all your paperwork straight, you're a clean marina, you're going to have a better time with the MPCA and some of these agencies that are out there to protect us.
Well, that also ties in with the community connection thing, because the
stormwater management. Right above there, right above the marina, the community connection is really coming through on the clean side of things. The update there, though, is a grant application. We've worked with some grants in the past on that. They weren't successful. Soil and Water, the county Soil and Water District, has approached us to apply for a federal grant through the Fish and Wildlife Foundation. It's called the 5-Star Urban Waters Restoration Program, and it targets small projects like this that manage stormwater and improve the recreation opportunities for the town and the education of the town to the stormwater effects. There'd be some interpretive signage, perhaps, that wasn't initially planned, but if we get this grant, we could see a little more educational signage as to where's the water coming from, where's it going, and how are we treating it in between.
Well, speaking of water, news on the DNRs.
Public access.
Side public access.
Yeah, it's fun being busy in the off season. We can push paper around. We can get partnership agreements signed. And that's what is going on with the Parkside public access. That I am excited about this. It's got a name now. The DNR and the city have been working on this for many years, improving the public access down on the point, the southwest corner of our property, I guess southeast. South side, where the PUC buildings are, where the dog pound is, you know, everybody knows this
stuff.
Area.
We want to get
that's
that
right.
That,
yeah. We've been hearing it for years. We've got to move those buildings. The pound would be relocated and the public access there would be vastly improved. It'd be a public park, a promenade, trails, parking, and excellent boat launch. So that agreement should be before City Council this month, probably end of the month. And once that's signed, the DNR will put it into their budget. The funds will be allocated 2014, 2015, maybe. It's still a maybe, but it's maybe 2 years out at this point.
Well, that sounds good. So, okay, we had a week ago the first day of reservations.
That's right. A week ago today, I would not have been here. It was, you know, I've only been there a couple, 6 years now. And so it seemed a lot busier, although you can only be so busy. We had our usual like 15 people in line at the office that started showing up around 6:30 or 7, I guess. In the morning, which is, you know, 8 o'clock Canadian time. So we had lots of several Canadians.
Okay, I get it.
You know, yeah. But if you want to get your site and you don't want to hear the busy signal, you you come to us, you drive to us. So yeah. It's become a little bit of a holiday for a lot of folks that they drive up from the Duluth area or they drive down from Thunder Bay, they book their fisherman's picnic site and hopefully go to breakfast in town and do a little shopping.
So are we full yet?
We're full for the picnic, of course.
Already?
Of course. That was within, say, noon on Wednesday morning. We do a three site per call limit so that, you know, two calls can't book us out. So we took maybe 200 or so calls in the first 4 hours, and we were full. We do have a few tent sites left. I should always, like, put that asterisk out there. We do have a few select tent sites. But RV sites were gone by about noon on Wednesday. A lot of 2 weeks in July and August are gone now. But we still have sites. We still have room. Don't feel like we're full for the whole summer. We've got...
Always call and check.
Always call and check. And now that that first day crush is gone, you can get through. We'll be happy to help you. It's a lot. It's getting a lot easier now. It's all downhill. Or up, I guess.
Or up, yeah. Let's hope nothing comes downhill too fast.
Right.
Well, okay. Sounds.
One last thing. Yeah, I got an empty seat on the park board.
That's right. You do.
We've got 6 out of 7. We need someone, a citizen of the great town of Grand Marais, who cares about the parks and the rec, and they want to contribute, they want to volunteer. They can do so at City Hall, fill out the application, and the City Council makes the appointments.
Dave Tursti, Park Manager, Grand Marais Rec Park, thanks so much for stopping by, Dave, and we will talk with you again after the next Park Board
meeting. Thank you, and Happy New Year.